Our mandate tonight is to pray for the nation. I know you all can remember. If you can't remember, go back to YouTube and check the teaching on Sunday. It was at another level, and we thank God for our pastor. Honored to lead us in prayer tonight. You are aware Pastor is in Marsabit. We spoke this afternoon. He prayed for us. He said, just stay with the word, stick to the word, pray the word, declare the word, sing the word. That's what we are taught, and that's what we know, and that's what we do. So I have a couple of scriptures, and then we'll pray intercessory prayers. We want to pray for the nation, then we can make declarations. Then we are on our way home. So it's a very couple of scriptures. John 14:1. I'll be in the Amplified Classic in the several scriptures that I want to encourage you with as we pray tonight. John 14:1 in the Amplified says, do not let your heart be troubled, afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in him. Have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep going. And believe also in me. And those comforting words that we are not afraid of anything because we trust in God. We have faith in him. We've been taught to hold on to the word of God. And so we keep going because we believe in Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:4 says, for everyone born of God is victorious. Are you born of God?
Yes.
So you are what? Victorious. Everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. So it's not a one-time belief. It's not a one-time prayer. It is not a one-time breakthrough. It's a continuing, persistent faith. It's not shaken by circumstances. It does not consider what is happening. It stands on the truth because it knows that Jesus has already conquered for us. So we will never let our faith in God's beautiful plan for the nation of Kenya diminish. It doesn't matter what we see. It doesn't matter what we read. It doesn't matter what we come through. We stand on the word of God. We have a continuing and persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. So our hope is in the word. John 1:4-5 in the Amplified Classic. John 1:4-5 says, in him was life. I could have read from verse 1, but for sake of time, because I want us to pray, you remember when it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word, you remember. So we reach verse 4, and it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines on in the darkness. So even when we see darkness, even when it looks like everything is on fire, the Bible is saying here that the light, it says, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. Never. I like the word never. I know sometimes I used to misuse it, and Pastor would say, don't say that. But I had borrowed it from my younger son, and he would say, oh, You know when he wants to make me feel a little guilty, he says, you never agree with what I say. So along the way, I borrowed the word never. And I would be sitting with Pastor, and sometimes he'll ask something, that one never. And he said, Ruth, that is not a good confession. So I've been in the school of the prophet, okay? But in this instance, I like this word never. It says, for the darkness has never It's not that it will start. It has never. It's been trying. Has it been trying in this nation to overcome? But here is our assurance. Darkness has never overpowered it. So it has never put it out or absorbed it or appropriated it and is unreceptive to it. So when light shines, that's it. The case is finished. So the magnitude of the problem does not diminish the light of God. The light always shines. And this is our hope. That's why the Bible will say, don't be concerned with what is happening. That does not mean you're careless or you are unresponsive, but it means that your concern and your response is from a position of faith. Why? Because you already know this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So I will say that no forces, no demons, not even humans, none of them has power to overcome the plan of God for the nation. Nobody, in Jesus' name, because it's darkness. Anything that counteracts the purpose of God, even for a nation, is darkness, and it cannot overcome. So that's what we are praying tonight. The next scripture is John 16:33. This is a scripture that probably many Christians don't like stating it, but it's in the Bible, but it is relevant. It says, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you will have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. Have you experienced some level of frustration? Yeah, because where are you living? In the world. But do you remember what our pastor keeps telling us? You're in the world, but you're not of the world. Okay? So the frustrations is touching the elements of you that are in the world. But the real you cannot be touched by anything that is happening. Okay? And says, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, and undaunted. That means you have made up your mind. Those are strong words of an immovable position. Okay? Undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. It's been deprived. I'm telling you, we'll be sleeping peacefully. Because we are making declarations of what has already happened. It says, I have deprived it. Not I will deprive it. It's in the past. He's already deprived it. So faith is our anchor, no matter what we are facing. Jesus has already deprived the distressing circumstances of any power to harm us. That includes the nation. This nation will stand so strong because the forces of darkness have already been deprived. Proverbs 14:34. It's in the Amplified. It says, righteousness, moral and spiritual integrity and virtuous character exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. So we are going to be praying tonight prayers also of repentance for the nation. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that washes away sin. We know that very well. And he does it for the nation collectively. I like the scripture. I can't remember clearly, but I think it's in 1 John somewhere that says that, for this cause was the Son of God manifested, that he may destroy the works of darkness. So has Jesus already been manifested? So every form of darkness has already been dethroned. So the blood of Jesus has already spoken for the nation. So our key part is living within the set boundaries of righteousness. That's what the scripture is telling us. When a nation is righteous, then it escapes the corruption that the demonic kingdom would like the nation to experience. And if you were to read the book of Daniel and the book of and Ezra, when they were both petitioning God for the nation, they did not go there and say, "This is your people that you gave me." They said, "Me and my people." So they are included in this repentance. We are petitioning for our own account and for the account of the nation. So it's a collective repentance that we are doing for the nation at large. Because we were taught very well on Sunday, we are not taking any sides because we don't know the magnitude of any of them. We only know that we want peace in the nation. And that's where we are standing tonight. So we will be like Daniel and Ezra. They will go before God and repent and fast and pray and say, "I and my people, we have sinned against you." And yet we know they were righteous men, okay? So my second last scripture is Proverbs 15:29. Proverbs 15:29 says, The Lord is far from the wicked and distances himself from them, but he hears the prayer of the consistently righteous, that is, those with spiritual integrity and moral courage. So we are praying based on what? Moral courage. We are standing before God knowing that we are cleansed by the blood, and we are petitioning for the nation and asking God for his mercy over the nation. Okay? So prayerfulness is a flow of spiritual integrity and moral courage. So we have, remember, I think it's Hebrews 10 probably, maybe 10 or 11, that says that come boldly to the throne room. What gives us the right to come boldly? It's our spiritual integrity that is based on what Jesus did, not what we have done. And our moral courage, because we believe and have faith on what Jesus said, then we can confidently come before the throne room of God and say, "Father, have mercy. Have mercy over us and have mercy over the nation." And my last scripture is James 5:16, that you all know so well. Yeah, in the Amplified version, it says, James 5:16, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored." What are we believing for? Healing and restoration over the nation. Mm-hmm. "The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, a believer, is able to accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God." So that means that we make the step to pray, and then God does his part to make it effective. So without him, our prayers are sounding gong. But with him, our prayers become effective, and then it ends by saying it is dynamic and can have tremendous power. Are we believing that even as few as we may seem, that we carry the force of faith? The force of faith, remember, is not measured by quantity. It's measured by faith. It's not measured by quantity. You can't put it in gallons. But when you have faith, you have it. And that's what we want to believe. So I'll ask you to stand up tonight. We pray for the nation. We are going to make intercession. Then I will ask maybe one person. Sheila, I'll ask you to come and make declarations for the nation once we finish praying in tongues. If you have just one song to lead us, one song that talks about the blood, the song of on the blood, then we can enter through the blood as we are praying tonight. So we are praying, "Lord, would you turn our city and our country back to you?" That's what we are asking. We pray that you will raise up leaders and politicians fully devoted to you, who will get rid of evil and bring peace and justice to our nation. That's our prayer tonight. So we are praying for cleansing, but we are also praying for healing and restoration. So just lead us in that song, and we can pray in tongues, and then we will declare together. Amen.
Blood of Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary. It will never lose its power.
Oh, we bless you, Urashinda, Iramande Sekekete, Keremende Rebeshete Riba Itaka Riba Basha. Oh, we bless you, Urashinde Sekekete Rebeshete Rebata, Reba Bashita Riba Baziba Zibaza Riba Bazi. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your graces. Thank you for angelic ministry across this nation, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, and across the central region. Angelic ministry, the fire of God, work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you for what you have activated, oh God. By prayers of faith, tonight we declare your will be done in the nation. Hallelujah. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we come in that precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and by the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of Jesus that gives us right standing before you, O God. And therefore we come on behalf of this nation as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church which you said the glory of the Lord shall shine even greater, for you said the glory of the latter church shall be greater than the former. And therefore we come in humility, O God, to stand in the gap for this nation, repenting on behalf of this nation for the bloodshed. We repent, O Lord our God, for as a church, for not standing in our place, in the place of prayer, in the place of strength, in the place of truth, in the place of love, Father, in the place of courage. Father, forgive us where we have not stood in our place, in our rightful place, even on our knees. Father, forgive us, O Lord our God, for being slackened. Lord, forgive us and arouse us out of sleep. Arouse us, O Lord. For you've said to your church, awake, awake, O sleeper. Father, forgive us for sleeping, as because you said, even as the church is, so the nation is. And therefore, Lord God, forgive us for being weak, O Lord, where we have been weak. Father, we pray and ask you to forgive us and strengthen us. Strengthen the feeble hands. Lord, strengthen the weak knees, O Lord, that we will be able to stand in strength to declare your word over this nation. Father God, we ask you to forgive us where we've turned away from you, O Lord, where we've not lifted up your name and glorified you as we ought to, where there has been compromise. Father, we ask you to forgive us. Father, Lord God Almighty, where we have not spoken in courage and strength, Father, forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We have no other plea but the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. And this is what we appropriate even over the church and over this nation tonight. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. And this is what we are pleading, laying before you, O Lord, laying even before you every high thing that has been exalted in this nation. We dethrone every high thing, that every high imagination, every high talk, every high speech, anything high that has been exalted above God, we dethrone it now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over Kenya. We declare your lordship over Kenya, over the north, over the south, over the east, over the west, over the central. We declare, Jesus Christ, you are Lord, and there is no other Lord but you. No other Lord will reign over Kenya but you. We declare that, Jesus, you are Lord. We exalt you in every area of this nation, in every area, in the government. We exalt you, Jesus, over the judiciary, over the legislative law, we over the legislative arm of government, over the executive. We declare, Jesus, you are Lord, and there is no other that we exalt above you. And Lord, we wage warfare, a good warfare, even with the word. For Father, you spoke over this nation and you said that Kenya is a sheep nation and not a goat nation. Therefore, we are speaking to Kenya and saying that, Kenya, you are a sheep nation, and the voice of the Lord God Almighty only shall you follow. We are declaring that the voice of God is thundering over this nation, above every other noise, above every other voice. The Lord, the voice of the Lord God Almighty is being heard and is thundering and is splitting across the nation. And we declare that the voice of God triumphs over this nation. And we, being the sheep nation, we follow the voice of the good shepherd. And the voice of the stranger we shall by no means follow. In the name of Jesus, we quieten every voice of the stranger. Every strange voice that arises to speak, we silence you in the name of Jesus. Every strange voice, we shut your mouth in the name of Jesus. And we declare only the voice of Almighty God will speak and will thunder and will cause the fear of the Lord to be returned upon this nation. Even as this nation has been known as a God-fearing nation, we thank you, Lord, that that is being restored first in the church. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. And Lord, we thank you for that restoration of the fear of the Lord in the house of God. Lord, we thank you that you are cleansing out, you are purging out the church. You are purging out the church. And therefore, Lord, creating a clean vessel. Lord, we thank you that we are, Lord, standing even in the gap, Lord, and declaring that your will shall not be thwarted. For you said that Kenya is a spiritual hub, an economic hub. And therefore, we are declaring that no hands of poverty shall creep into this nation. No hands of oppression shall stand in this nation. But we declare liberty and the freedom of Christ. And we declare that this nation arises from prostration. This nation arises from depression in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the wealth of our God is lifting up this nation. The name of our Lord is exalting this nation. Righteousness is exalting this nation. And therefore, we thank you, we stand in the place of righteousness and uprightness by the power of the blood and the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that even we know that the warfare is against the word, because you said that Kenya is a spiritual, an economic hub, but you also said that Kenya shall be a springboard for the gospel. We are declaring that Kenya is a springboard for the gospel, and therefore the word of God upholds this nation. The word of God holds this nation together. The word of God holds this nation together in peace, in unity, in victory, in freedom. We declare that the word of God is exalted even in this nation. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall remain forever. And therefore, this is what we are decreeing, that the word of God is exalted in this nation, and every other word is dethroned. Every word that is coming against the word of God, we cast it down. We cast down idol words. We cast down imaginations. We cast down every high thing in the name of Jesus. And we declare that they bow down to the word. They bow down to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that is exalting itself, we bring it down in the name of Jesus. And we declare, we lift up the blood of Jesus to war against every other thing that tries to bring war in this nation. We lift up the blood of Jesus as a weapon against the weapons of darkness over this nation. The blood of Jesus. We lift up the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is our weapon, and we lift up the blood of Jesus to cast down everything that has been, every sacrifice that has been made, even the shedding of blood. We decree that the blood of Jesus that was shed was enough, and therefore there will be no bloodshed of human beings in this nation, that this land will not be soaked with the blood of men. Therefore, we decree that the blood of Jesus is enough over even this nation, and that there will be no bloodshed in Jesus' name. No bloodshed in the name of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus is enough. The blood of Jesus is enough. And therefore, this land will not cry out for blood. And therefore, we destroy every altar that is crying out for the blood of human beings. We destroy them by the power of the blood of Jesus. We dethrone every kind of word, every enchantment, every form of witchcraft, every utterance that is said to speak, to call out for the blood of human beings. We decree that the blood of Jesus is sufficient, and only the blood of Jesus that was shed will be the blood that is enough. And therefore we thank you that you cover this nation with the blood. We cover this nation with the blood. We cover this nation with the blood. And we thank you, Lord, for you, our Father, said that even the heart of the leader, the heart of the king is in your hand, and like the course of water, you turn it. And therefore, Lord, we thank you for turning even the hearts of our leaders to your own heart. Lord, you're turning their hearts to follow you. You're turning their hearts towards the wisdom of God. You're turning their hearts towards the godly counsel. Lord, we thank you for turning the hearts of our leaders, oh Lord, in the way that you desire for this nation to be led, in the way that you desire for this nation to go. And therefore we thank you, our God and our Lord, that all is not lost, Lord, because with you we are more than conquerors. With you we are victorious and we triumph. We are a triumphant nation under God. And therefore, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, O Lord, that even that hand of darkness, even the darkness that had tried to cover this nation, it does not comprehend the light, because you are the life and the life is the light. And therefore we declare, because Jesus, you live and you are the life and the light of this nation, and therefore no darkness will be able to prevail against the light of God. We speak, light be in this nation. Light be in Kenya in the name of Jesus. And therefore darkness is repelled by the light of God. Darkness is repelled by the life of God. And therefore we thank you for restoration. We thank you for healing. The Lord, you are bringing healing, reconciliation. Lord, we thank you for healing our land. We thank you, Father, for giving us your peace, your unity. Lord, we bless you and we thank you that all will be done to the glory and to the honor of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Make a confession of this Psalms 35 as we have been led by Pastor over the years. Psalms 35 TPT, please. We want to read it together. Psalms 35, the Passion Translation. We're going to read verse 1 all the way to verse 10. And you remember where it says, I, we are to say Kenya. Okay, we have it. Let's read it together. Oh Lord, fight for Kenya. Harass the hecklers. Accuse Kenya's accusers. Fight those who fight against Kenya.
Put on your armor, Lord. Take up your shield and protect Kenya. Rise up, mighty God. Grab your weapons of war and block the way of the wicked who come to fight Kenya. Stand for Kenya when they stand against Kenya. Speak over Kenya's soul. I am your strong savior. Humiliate those who seek Kenya's harm. Defeat them all. Frustrate their plans to defeat Kenya and drive them back. Disgrace them all as they have devised their plans to disgrace Kenya. Blow them away like dust in the wind with the angel of Almighty God driving them back. Make the road in front of them nothing but slippery darkness, with the angel of the Lord behind them chasing them away. For though Kenya did nothing to them, they set a trap for Kenya, wanting Kenya to fall and fail. Surprise them with your ambush, Lord, and catch them in the very trap they set for Kenya. Let them be the ones to fail and fall into destruction. Then our fears will dissolve into limitless joy. Our whole being will overflow with gladness because of your mighty deliverance. You have a shout.